Hello, welcome to the Good Book Club for Epiphany 2019. Today is January 28, 2019. This is day 19 of the Good Book Club. Today's reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 9 through 17. But you are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. One of the most overwhelming moments for me at every baptism is the moment when I take the chrism oil and make the sign of the cross on the forehead of the person just baptized, say their name, and then say, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. As Episcopalians, I would say that we are more often than not kind of God the Father people. We talk about God in transcendent and majestic and awesome terms in our hymnody and in our prayers. And that is right and good. I think in the days in which we live, it's nice to know and to be reminded often that God is God and we are not. But one place I fear our theology takes a little bit of a short shrift is our theology of the Holy Spirit. In theological terms, that's called pneumatology, the study of the Spirit. And I think sometimes because of who we are in our denominational identity, because we maybe fear a bit that having too much emphasis on the Holy Spirit will lead to emotionalism, and God only knows we can't have that. I think sometimes we are afraid to own what it means to have the Spirit dwelling in us. I think that part of what Paul is getting at in this passage of Scripture is that through the indwelling of the Spirit of God, through the energizing, life-giving force of the Spirit of God, we are empowered not to live a perfect life, but to live toward the life that God intends. I think that's why it's so important that we say at baptism that the person is sealed by the Holy Spirit. We don't live this life on our own. We don't do it because we've got enough spiritual energy on any given day to be good people. Paul is really laying out for the people in Rome and for us all of these centuries later that the way we make our way into this life of faith, the way we make our way into living towards God's righteousness, the way we make our way to living toward what God wants for us and away from the law of sin and death is through the quickening power of God's own Spirit. The Spirit the same Spirit, Paul says, that raised Jesus from the dead raises us to new life. And this Spirit gives witness through us that we have been adopted into God's family. We are God's children. And as adopted children, we receive the inheritance of the Spirit, which is a death-proof life. A life that does not live under the fear of death, nor live under the power of sin and death, but a life that lives toward God. That is a powerful thought to consider. It's an amazing thing to consider that we have been quickened for this life, this journey of faith, by God's own self. Maybe if we were to relax in our own attitudes about this, if we were to let go a bit that somehow we have got to earn God's favor, that somehow we've got to be good enough, maybe if we could relax, we could hear the whispering of the Spirit wind in our souls. Maybe living toward God's righteousness isn't about setting our jaw, furrowing our brow, straightening our shoulders and trying to soldier on. Maybe it is about relaxing and allowing God's holy wind of the Spirit to propel us to where God would have us be. It's worth an experiment, isn't it? Maybe that let go and let God slogan from a few years ago, maybe that's worth considering for today. Remember, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And it is that same Spirit that has sealed you and marked you as Christ's own forever. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, grant that by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, we may be enlightened and strengthened for your service through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.